Blog Talk Radio.
Well, again, I don't practice as much because, I mean, I practice like once or twice a week because living here, I don't want to draw attention to myself when I practice, you know, on my keyboard. My keyboard is just like my singing, you know, I come up with melodies and I can play the keyboard pretty well. Sometimes I go a while without practicing, so you can say so I mess up because of lack of practice. And I play the usual songs that I already released, like I Want My Hollywood Dreams Come True, or I Do Love You, or if you heard Basic Jam on, you know, on Spotify, like Basic Jam, I Do Love You. I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, or some of the instrumentals. That's what I've written on the keyboard. Those are like a few. But I actually written a whole bunch. So I was checking, you know, if you're an artist and you like to write from a keyboard or guitar or something, or just sing or whatever, or just use it for to write a movie script, you should use MasterWriter. It's really good. Well, anyway, for me, I wrote a whole bunch of songs. And I wrote some very good ones that I lost, just like the ones that I lost with bands. And it turns out I thought I had a few that I could use. And that's true with every, you know, songwriter. You write a whole bunch of songs and, you know, maybe several just don't turn out right. And then there's a few who do. And then there's the ones that sound good enough to bring to the world as far as commercial or release as a single. Some of the keyboard melodies were just basic melodies that I made on the synthesizers or on the keyboard. I did not sing on them. It's just melodies I make. You know, innovative, you know. But I found out that a lot of the songs that I had on MasterWriter are gone, or I can't hear. I play several, and they just don't quite fit with my artistic imagination as far as what to release for a possible release to the world. So there's one, I Like You, where the keyboard melody is so good. It's on the synthesizers. I'm not releasing it, but it's not, you know, vocally. Actually, I Do Love You was probably not developed vocally, but I released that one because it's such a good song. That could be in the recording studio. But a lot of these songs, it's kind of like what I do before I go into a recording studio. I make up a keyboard melody or doing it, you know, keyboard melodies, and then go into the studio and add it to the song, the music, and then come up with lyrics. And then, but I found out, all my songs, there's a lot of songs that are really good songs, you know, are not there. I thought I had quite a few, and turned out some of them don't sound as great as I thought, but it wasn't finished. Then there were some that were really good, and then I lost it. I took it off, and I even took off the keyboard, writing the music on the keyboard. So I only, you know, so I'm down to back. I don't have nothing to release, almost, maybe a few, and they're not releasable. The reason why I'm telling you this is that I like to release songs to the public on the keyboard. So the last one I released was You Will See It Through, which I released on the synthesizers. There might be another one, but I also did one for somebody. I have not released that one recently. It was from composer's lyricist place. That one is in copyright, so I'm going to wait till I get the copyright letter before I do that. You know, but the truth is that I probably have like three or four songs that I could possibly release, and they are not vocal. And play the piano, the voice, sometimes for me, you know, it's easier to sing without playing. But then some songs I can easily sing by playing, you know, like a Hollywood Dream Come True, or I Do Love You. I could play that on the keyboard, singing it. But it's just, I have to. I just made up a new song that is almost done. I need to maybe, you know, need to put the finishing touches. So all my songs are gone. It's like, really? But if you really think about it, I have released a greatest hits album. I released so many songs the last 30 years, so I have nothing really to prove as far as songwriting prowess. But I'm going to write. I plan on writing more songs. And how I write songs is playing the keyboard and vocal and the voice. The voice is also the way. Put it in tangible form, you know, put it on tape as a song. So that's how I write. So I write with the voice and I write with the keyboard. And some of my keyboard, you know, it's just used to make melodies, but I can play it. You know, if I was to go in concert and do this, which I'm not, because after so many years and so much struggling, I can't, you know, it was too much suffering, you know. I'm not giving up on the music industry professionally. I'm still a songwriter, so I may release a song or two vocally with a keyboard or just release a keyboard. But I'm just saying, I'm not closing the door on performing, but after so many years, it's just impossible. But I will keep an open mind. You know, I just didn't get signed. I mean, they didn't sign me. I suffered too much for 33 years. It's 33 years now. You know, did you know that about Halloween 1990, I wanted to be a star? And that was in upstate New York. And I was planning to stay in New York State for the time being, but trauma, chaos, and just unpredictable misfortunes accelerated my need for freedom. And I found, and I came out to L.A. in 1991. So with that dream, I was already starting to write songs. But the keyboard, you know, today I was, maybe because I didn't have no food in my system, perhaps. I think that was it, and I was tired. I can't even play, maybe because I need food in my system. So after I ate something, it's like I started to feel more comfortable. So I came up with a new song, and I came up with a new song on the keyboard. It's decent. Might need something else, but it's decent. I played two standards. You know, when I say standards, I use like four or five standards. I probably have to play them all the time because they help me get warmed up with my fingers. You know, like I want my Hollywood dream to come true because that is what I came out to Hollywood for. And, you know, I do love you. I play that sometime. I don't play Basic Jam. There's I Am Tired. I wanted my dreams to come true. That's a different, it's similar to, you know, it's like, that's a different, one. So, those is like four or five songs I wrote on the keyboard that I practiced and that has been released. Like, I wanted my dream to come true. It's just me playing basic keyboard melody. It's great for, you know, me or someone else to sing, and, you know, with lyrics, I have the lyrics to that too. It can go in the studio, and that it could be a great pop song potential, but it's just an instrumental. And then at the end of it, you can hear me sing a cappella, joking around and singing a cappella, singing my low voice, high voice. Check it out. It has been copyrighted. Yes, it has. I mentioned this because if people ask me if I wrote it or not, you know, all the songs that I released have been copyrighted. But I have maybe one or two or three, maybe potential that I can release, but I'm not sure. But I'm going to continue to write with the keyboard. I just made one today. So when I play, I'm sure, you know, I'm good at improvising. So if I'm in a better mood, I think I haven't been in a good mood writing songs and playing my keyboard because of the 33 years of struggle and not getting recognized by Hollywood for my efforts, you know, the fear of not seeing my dream come true. So that is affecting me, but I'm fine. I'm going to continue to do it. You know, the lack of enthusiasm and lack of practice play a role, but you know, I'm not giving up, you know. So I got my food in my system, and I play. So as an artist, it's difficult. I met somebody not too recently who's an intellectual like me and who has struggled for 40 years. 40 years. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to struggle for no 40 years. You know, it's like enough suffering is enough. I felt like I didn't breathe for the last 30-something years. You know, I didn't get recognized for not just my singing, but my songwriting either. And then I got harassed for it, and then I got these crazy people saying that they used my song or they made money off of it. You know, that's not right. You know, I didn't make no money for my song. I ain't got no sample or nothing. But when I hear people say they, let me tell you, all my songs are copyrighted. I don't believe that shit. But that's so much pain I went through. My life has been so painful. But being an artist, it happens. You know, it's a difficult life. So I listened to somebody who told me a long time ago that give it some time and have something to fall back on as far as career. And I have to, because there was no guarantee in the music industry. And I hope that I get that chance. But my dream didn't come true. But in my vault, I have nothing but a few. But I've proven myself already. The truth of the matter is, as far as releasing songs and songs that I've written, you can go on Spotify and look at all the songs that I've written. I've written about 20 songs. All the songs that have been released, I have written. I have nothing to prove as far as songwriting or my keyboard. There's already 3 or 4, 5, 6 songs on keyboards that I played. So I am an instrumentalist, and I have nothing to do. I consider myself a vocalist because I was a rock vocalist. My dream was to be like Steve Tyler or Robert Plant and, you know, Jimi Hendrix. What do they have in common? They were singing lead. So that was my dream, and it didn't come true. I didn't find the right band to sing or, you know. And, you know, the microphone is so important to me. It's, you know, I play the keyboard to write a song, and I could play a few, but I'm just enjoying a microphone. And when somebody said they want to take the microphone stand away from me and give it to somebody else, I want, you know, in a group, I would be like this. I would be like, yeah, they can sing it if they want to go all the way, but they got to let me sing on that microphone because the microphone stand is, you know, That's what I came out here to be in front of the crowd with a microphone stand. And, you know, I'm telling you this because, you know, struggling artists who hear me, don't give up on your dream, but also be aware that it could be a lot of starving days and starving nights. And unfortunately, a lot of dreams don't come true. But if you believe in yourself and you go to L.A. or New York or whatever, Nashville, if your country or wherever, and you believe in yourself, it will happen. You know, your dream will come true. My dream didn't come true yet. So at least in the financial department, you know, TLC, Eat Your Heart Out, is way worse than TLC. At least they had, you know, they made it. They actually did make it. They got to the pop chart. They got some money, you know. I didn't make it to the pop chart. But I have nothing to prove in that department as far as releasing songs. I think I released enough songs the last 10 years. And if I don't release another one, I will feel proud of myself that I was able to release whatever I release. So I proved it all I could. I'm not releasing no more. As I said before, demos, no way. Maybe, you know, I may consider that, but not where I'm living, not where I'm now, you know. Maybe in the next 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, I don't know. And if I do, that would be my last demo because I'd have been doing it for 30 years. But I'm going to say unlikely, but possibly. Possibly. I don't know. Not now. I've done it so much, but I don't need to make another demo. You know, I've done so much, and what I do hope to do is release more songs to Spotify too professionally. And I'm grateful that the indie labels online allow me to release. I am grateful that I'm able to release it to the public for people to hear, even though it really don't make no money from it. And it's like a dead end door as far as thinking you're going to get on a record, major record label. But what it can do is get exposure to get to the next level. Unless the indie label has connections to a major label, because it's really the major labels. I've been doing it 33 years. So what I'm going to do, expect, you know, all that suffering, but I'm still going to write. But in my vault, I have nothing. I lost quite a few good keyboard melodies, and some of them were sound so off, but that happens with songwriters. You write and write and write, and maybe a few come out good. It always is the case, you know, with songwriting. You know, you write a bunch of songs, and then there's like a few, 10 or 20 or whatever, that get released and get the recognition. The only recognition I got was being ignored. I don't like it when some people around me say I made it. I didn't make it. I didn't make Holly a dime financially. I'm not making millions from a record label. I'm not getting no money. Only money I get is from BMI, and it's very little. If you talk about making it, getting $2 or $10 or $25 or $75 very rarely, then you're out of your damn mind. They must be, you know, it's an insult to me. I like to be where the dream to make $100,000 a year or make $300,000 a year, you know, $1 million a year writing songs, and that's the dream. That's when you make it financially. I can't live off my songwriting, so I didn't make it in music financially. So it's hard to be an artist. Artists get ripped off all the time and harassed. It's a very difficult life. If I was to do it all over again, if I knew then what I know now, maybe I wouldn't have done it. It would save myself some heartache. But my love of music and my love to make music was so strong to create. So I'm not telling, if you're an artist out there and you think I'm being negative or whatever, don't give up on your dream. Your dream will come true. What I'm trying to say is that be aware of the pros and cons of being an artist. It's so difficult. It's so painful. I experience so much pain being an artist. But I love to make music. I love to go in the recording studio. I love to be on my keyboard to write it. I love to sing it. Write a melody to use in my voice. And it's not fair to suffer like that, but, you know, I have no control over the industry or anything. So don't give up on your dream. Your dream will come true. I'm not giving up on mine. Mine may come true. It will. It's been very difficult. I talk about it because I lived it 33 years. So I'm not going to be all like, you know, I'm talking about it how it really is, raw. But the only way to do it is to not give up. And to be aware that the struggling artists, if you're 20 years old and you're coming out to Hollywood expecting to make it, you will. Just be careful working your craft. But remember, like from my standpoint, you know, hopefully you'll get it soon. If you get it soon, congratulations, your dream come true. However, with a lot of artists, you know, it may take years. So when you say years, it could take a very long time. It's not uncommon to not make it for 20 years, 15 years, 30 years. So try to live your life and still make music. I didn't make it when I was younger, unfortunately, but maybe you will. If you're an older artist like me, I feel bad for you, you know, just like me. But if you're listening, all I can say is continue. If you love music, continue. Admiration. Your dream can still come true, because the only way you can do it is to not give up. That's the only way. And it's very hard. But the truth of the matter is the limelight doesn't always shine on the one who's really talented and who deserves it, like me and you. Oh, you, whoever is out there. But always have your life, but believe that it can come true. Because if you believe and I believe, our dreams can come true. Good day from Dove Night.